heard that some people have higher power bills because they electricity in the area has changed the way the pricing works. And, of course, the companies have changed. And now it's officially Florida Power and Light, no longer Gulf Power. For some people, they haven't had much of an increase at all. Personally, my bill hasn't gone up much at all. I also know people whose bill has gone up hundreds of dollars, you know, or doubled. And it's maddening for a lot of people. So I thought we'd have somebody from FPL to come on and talk about this. Sarah Gatewood, she is one of the communications folks with Florida Power and Light. Sarah, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, absolutely. So my goal today is, you know, not to yell at you on behalf of people who are angry. You already know people are angry. My goal is, can we not make a little bit of clarity here and just kind of generally help people understand? I'm going to give you kind of the broadest question first, and then we'll get into some of the details. There are some people who are experiencing significantly higher power bills this January than they had, certainly in December and November, and maybe even compared to last year, although I'm not clear how many of them are doing the year-over-year comparison. What's happening that's making people experience these higher power bills?
Sure. Well, we're kind of in an unusual situation right now where there are several different things that all kind of took place at one time here for our customers in Northwest Florida. One of those is the new rates that were approved by the state that went into effect in January. So that was new rates and then also a new pricing structure. Then we also had higher fuel costs, like we're seeing across the board, right? We're seeing it at the gas pump, and we're seeing that for the fuel that we use to generate power at our plants. Across the board, it's kind of at one of the highest prices that it's been in many years. And so we're feeling that as well. And then finally, cold weather. You know, it was pretty mild in the first part of winter, and now it has been very cold, even today. And cold weather can drive energy usage up for some customers quite a bit more than they would see during milder temperatures. So it's kind of a perfect storm of things that is affecting some of our customers and their bills.
As a kind of a general issue, I know when I was listening to the big conversation about whether Pensacola should municipalize our electricity delivery, and one of your representatives made the comment that Gulf Power had the highest rates of anybody in the state, and of course we're now seeing even higher rates with Florida Power and Light. How can it be that Gulf Power had too high of rates, and we're also even seeing an increase now? Can you maybe explain that?
Sure. So for about the last decade, Gulf Power customers have had the highest bills in the state, right? You know, ranked right around the top. And FPL bills have been historically for the last decade among the lowest in the state and nation. And so when FPL acquired Gulf Power, they saw the opportunity to make some of the investments that they've made in other parts of the state that have lowered their bills to where they are today over time. And so that's a lot of the work that we have done and are still doing to bring cleaner, more efficient energy and modernize the power plants and the grid and everything so that those bills will come down to where FPLs are over time. So this is the first year in this multi-year rate plan, and this is the tough year, clearly. We're feeling that all across the board. But every year from here on out, bills will decrease every year until we are fully aligned with FPL customers across the state.
So the goal here is put money into, for example, undergrounding of utilities, making them more resilient, which will pay off big in the long run. But in the short run, it's going to cost more money to make that happen. And that's why you have this kind of temporary bubble bump, but, you know, decreasing over time. Okay, I mean, I understand that. It's no good to hear if you're paying $200 more for your power bill right now. It's not helpful to hear that. But at least there's a method behind the rate increases that people are seeing. Can you explain the 1,000 kilowatt hours tiered structure, because it seems so very arbitrary? And if you're a home that's energy inefficient, or, you know, or just uses a lot of energy for whatever reason, you know, we come not quite close to that, but we're in the like $850, $900 a month, you know, and we have a, you know, fairly nice home. It's relatively new, so it's very energy efficient. How much extra are people paying when they hit that 1,000, and why that particular number?
Sure. Well, 1,000 kilowatt hours is the kind of the industry standard bill. There are a lot of factors that play into energy usage, as you know. And so that is a kind of a benchmark that has been put in place kind of across the industry. But for most of the big utilities here in Florida, that has been that tiered pricing structure where you pay a lower price under 1,000 kilowatt hours and a higher price over 1,000 kilowatt hours. That's been in place for most of the rest of the state for several years. So it's new to us here in Northwest Florida, and it was put in place for most of the other utilities several years ago to encourage energy conservation. So it is you pay a lower price for everything under 1,000 kilowatt hours, and that for many customers over time in other parts of the state has encouraged them to look at how they're using energy or investments that they might make if they can to lower their energy usage and stay in that lower pricing structure.
Okay, so it's something that the rest of the state already lives with. It's something that works for them. What's the difference? Like, what percentage higher is the post 1,000 kilowatt hours? How much does it go up?
I don't have it right in front of me. It goes for both the fuel and the other part of the bill. But when you get your bill, there's a message on the right-hand side that lays out exactly how much you're paying. So for this kilowatt hours, you're paying this price. And mm-hmm. then for this kilowatt hours, you're paying this price.
Okay.
To help explain kind of where that break is and the price difference.
Okay, and I apologize for not knowing that. I probably should know that, but I was curious. If, you know, we're talking 10%, double, 50%. You know, that was kind of where I was going. Sarah, I hear everything you're saying about the rates, about the fuel costs going up, about the cold weather, about doing fair comparisons of now versus last January versus December, understanding where the rest of the state is. Everything you said, grasped so far. The one thing that I think should have been done better, and this is the part, and I know you guys are working with people too when they call you and they have problems, that you're trying to help them figure out ways to reduce their costs and change their energy consumption. The thing that I keep thinking is, if only you could have done more to warn people. You know, if you could have somehow alerted them that, hey, based on your bill of last January, this is the likely bill you're going to have come this January. Or, you know, we got the releases that say things like for the 1,000 kilowatt hour home, it's going to likely go up by this much. It would have been nice to also get a release that says, yeah, for the ones who use 1,200, it's going to go up by this much. So there's a big difference. It seems like we kind of warned them, but not really for the ones who were going to see the big jumps. Do you guys agree that maybe more could have been done to prepare people for the big jump?
Well, I mean, there are always opportunities to do things differently or more. I think what maybe people did not see or take advantage of is that we had a bill calculator on our website for a year that we pushed out and everywhere we could think, because we wanted to let people know. It's hard to make generalizations about every usage category, right? Because people fall in so many different categories. So we put out a bill calculator and said, go here, enter your usage, and you'll see what your bill will look like over the next 4 years if this rate plan is approved. So we have tried to give a tool that people could use to help understand what this would mean for their bill over the four-year period of the rate plan. And, you know, we're going to continue to push information out on what people can do now that it is in effect to lower their usage or monitor that and see how, see how they can make changes if they choose and if they need to.
And last thing, I just want to give you a chance to say this. You know, I know that you've gotten a lot of angry people and certainly a lot of harsh coverage in social media and even in the regular media. And I did want to give you a chance to say what you're doing to help people who find themselves on the, you know, the negative end of a really high power bill. What are you doing to help them? What can they do to help themselves?
Absolutely. So we know that some of our customers have gotten bills that are higher than expected, and some of those customers may be having trouble. So if you are facing hardship, please reach out to us. We can set up payment arrangements where you pay in installments or you get an extension on your due date, things like that. Or if it's financial assistance, we can help connect you with financial resources across Northwest Florida. For all of the counties we serve, we have agencies that people can work with to get financial assistance. And then finally, if If maybe that's not your situation, but you do have higher usage and now you're thinking, okay, wow, I've got to do something. We have people that can do energy audits, either virtually or in person, that can come. They will look at your account. They'll talk to you about, you know, your home, the age of your home, the appliances, all the things that can affect your energy usage, and come up with recommendations that can help. And sometimes it's small things, sometimes it's big things, but sometimes they catch things that maybe happen in your home that you may not be aware of, where you have emergency heat strips that are accidentally on all the time and are running up that bill higher than you thought. So if you have higher energy usage and that's the thing that you're concerned about, please reach out to us again. We have that service that many people don't know about, so let us know if we can help.
Sarah Gatewood, she is a representative from Florida Power and Light. Sarah, thanks so much for the time this morning. I know people, I'm getting the text in, people are still very, very angry, and I know that you know that's the case as well. Please, I implore you on behalf of the residents of Northwest Florida, continue to work and see if there are not more things that you can do to help folks and to, you know, see if you can't get them through this difficult period, and also, of course, find ways to reduce their power bill in the future. But I do appreciate the time and answering some of our questions. So thank you so much for being here today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.